Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ramon Ray back on the show. That's what I know. I'm excited, too. 14 years Ramon's been hanging out with us. He's a serial entrepreneur, editor and founder of the Smart Hustle magazine, author of the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, also Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He has got his finger on the pulse. What's going on in the marketplace out there, especially the intersection between big business and small business. And he's here to give us a report on that very topic. Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for having me, man. It's always good to be here and hear your guests and how you weave and educate us about small business. So thanks for having me, and I'm indeed excited to be here.
We're glad you're here. So you went to a big conference recently, and I want you to give us a report on why you went there, what you saw, and what you heard.
Sure, absolutely. In a nutshell, as many of us listening to your show know, small business is big business. Sure, we need the Amazons and Boeings that employ tens of thousands of people, but the other half, or give or take of the economy, are the small businesses, those of us who listen to your show. So at this conference called the B2SMB Conference, which took place in Chicago just, Jim, 1 or 2 days ago, were hundreds of vendors such as, I'll mention some brands, LegalZoom and Office Depot and Ruby Reception and many Cox Business and many others who sell to small businesses. So at this conference, they were learning and listening to each other and to other experts. How can we better reach? How can we better sell to small businesses? One or two of the things I'll just end with. For example, Google was talking about what they're doing, and they're going simple, simple, simple. There was a web developer there who was saying, guys, we're using too many buttons in our software. For the smaller businesses who want to run their business, we have to have our software simpler. So that was the essence of the 2 or 3 days that I was there, what we kind of picked up and learned.
Well, did you get the idea that these big guys ever talk about small businesses as actual human entities and not just a data point? See, this is one of the things that always bugged me. And when I got into the bowels of some of the major corporations, it was basically, I understand they got to move a lot of numbers. But, you know, I always tried to get them to say, you know what, when you're looking at these numbers, imagine a face. Imagine a family. Imagine somebody trying to make payroll. You know, don't just think of them as a data point, some kind of, psychometric that you've got here. What do you think? Are they seeing that? If I were advising them, which I do sometimes, on how to sell a small business, I've been doing that for over 20 years, is I tell them, To think about the human beings behind this, at least while you're managing the data points. What do you think?
No, Jim, you are so right, and I think that the majority of them there probably see us as a data point, but in fairness, and I don't know who it was, so I can't call them out, one or two of the speakers challenged us. It could have been Jeff Mask of Jump. He said, listen, you have to go. Send your marketing team to work in a small business for a day.
Yes.
Maybe create a business for a week, because you're right. Many of them, they're hired at a college. They've been 20 years at company X. They don't run a small business, in fairness, and that's okay, but he challenged us, you guys need to go, even do a customer advisory panel, bring in 10 small businesses, and just ask them questions, even that. So, Jim, you're right. Many don't, but I think from the speakers there at that event, B2B SMB conference, is that they challenged us, you need to think and act like a small business if you're going to sell to us. It's beyond, you know, some 10,000 spreadsheet data point and, you know, your big Nielsen stats or whatever they're using.
Yeah, I used to go into the bowels of these big companies and I talked to some of these people. A lot of them were very young. They were in their 20s, early 30s, and they'd never actually, and I know you can say, well, surely they met a small business, But I'm not saying they had never done business with a small business, but they'd never actually talked to a small business owner.
Purposeful.
Yeah, with an angle or the intention of what they were working on. And I tried to explain that to them. And so I'm glad to hear you say that at least some people are speaking up about this.
Right. And it's so important. I mean, I was, I don't know if you know her, she's a friend of yours, but I'll just call her out, Jill of Nelson of Ruby Receptionist, for example.
Right.
She was saying that in her company, because she was one of the few founders that were there, that yes, every day kind of, she has to push her team, the empathy, to think like a small business. It's not that we're, you know, people throw around the word, Jim, as you know, SMB, which is a word I hate, but the industry uses that SMB, is that one person, 50 mm-hmm. person?
Yeah.
500
people. That was a big deal. I tried to get them to quit saying SMB because I said at least don't say it in front of small business owners. They don't think of themselves as an SMB. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Ramon Ray. More to come after these messages. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.